Hello and welcome to the week ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell. I'm the chief market analyst. And as always, we're going to give you an update on what could potentially be moving markets in the trading days and sessions ahead. And there's plenty coming out this week that could really see some big moves. So firstly, on the geopolitical front, we have President Trump's July 9th deadline day for tariffs. So expect plenty of moves on that front as we progress through the week, and certainly on Tuesday and Wednesday as we come into that. Updates on various jurisdictions, who's going to get what tariffs and how big they're going to be, could really move some local markets and overall market sentiment as well. We had a relatively quiet day on Friday with US markets enjoying a long weekend for the July 4th Independence Day holiday. So we're expecting a fairly quiet start on Monday. Monday's actually scheduled to see very little in terms of data and not too much out from central banks as well. So expect some quieter trading conditions. But then once that New York session does open, they have had that Friday off, so expect a few moves coming through. It was very positive end to the week on them. Most of the major indices finished, well, the S&P and NASDAQ finished at all-time highs and the Dow was just a fraction off of it. So expect a positive start. I haven't had too much to knock that so far over the weekend. We did get President Trump signing his tax bill, the well-documented tax bill, on Friday. So some sort of reaction to that in US markets. But apart from that, very little on the calendar. Tuesday, things do start to heat up. We've got the first central bank call of the week. It's the Reserve Bank of Australia. They're set and firmly expected to bring rates down by 25 basis points from 3.85% to 3.6%. As always, keep an eye on what updates we get from the statement and from Michelle Bullock's press conference later in the day. That could see further moves in the Aussie and Australian markets. It's a relatively quiet time in the European session later in the day. And just in the New York time zone, we've got the Canadian IV PMI data out as well. So a little bit potential moves in the loonie there. But as I said, Tuesday is the day before deadline day. So expect these tariff updates to continue to hit news wires as we move through the sessions. Wednesday is, of course, tariff deadline day, so that could be really key. But first up, we've got some important macroeconomic calls being made in the Asian session. So data out of China and key data as well. So CPI data out of China and PPI data out of China relatively early in the session. The year-on-year CPI data is expected to show a 0.1% decrease, with the PPI a 3.2% decrease. That could really move markets and sentiment. Obviously, a lot going on in Chinese markets at the moment. And then just half an hour after that, focus moves swiftly down to the other Antipodean central bank that makes a call this week, the RBNZ. They are expected to hold rates at 3.25%, but have a good look at the rate statement when it comes through. Still expected to be more moving on to the dovish side of things, but it's going to be very interesting to hear what we see from the RBNZ, and expect moves in the Kiwi on the back of that and further as we progress through the day. Not too much in the European session, but once again, as I said, expect those tariff updates to keep coming hard and fast. And then towards the end of the US session, on top of anything we get on tariffs, which is probably going to be a little bit more impactful, to be honest, we have the FOMC's meeting minutes released. That's quite close to the end of the session. But as always, any updates from those will see markets move. And certainly, I think after last week's jobs data, we're probably going to be thinking that the updates we do get from FOMC members are going to be slightly less dovish, I should say. But that data came out after the meeting, so don't expect it to be mentioned in those minutes, of course. Thursday, very, very quiet on the calendar front. Nothing in the Asian session, nothing really in the European session, in Italian industrial production data. We do, once we hit the US, we get probably the only major US data out this week. Unemployment claims, the weekly unemployment claims numbers, that's expected to come in at 233,000. We do hear from some Fed members during the course of the afternoon in the New York day. Muslim, we hear from Waller, and we hear from Daly. So that's where I'm expecting to get some updates from those Fed members on last week's jobs numbers and see if we start to have a less dovish bent from them, which could lend a little bit further support to the dollar and pull back those rate cut expectations, which are currently sitting just above 50% for a September cut. Friday, interesting day on Friday. We do have some major data, nothing in the Asian session again, but early in the European session, a key UK data coming out. There's a whole raft of it. Probably the most influential will be the GDP number. That month-on-month last time was out negative 0.3. Keep an eye on that. That will have a big impact on what the MPC are going to be doing next time out. We also have manufacturing production and industrial production data, but fully expect that GDP number to dominate the moves. And then when New York opens, focus is actually north of the border in Canada again. They've got the unemployment and rate and the employment change. It kind of makes a nice breath of fresh air for loony traders, because tends to come out at the same time as the non-farm payrolls most months. So it makes it a less clean trading experience for them. But yeah, keep a close eye on that. That could be unemployment rate in Canada up at 7%. So any moves there will see some big moves in the loony. So that's it for the week. If we look at it compared to last week, potentially a much, much quieter week, because we've only got a few bits of key data. We've got those central bank calls and central bank updates. But relative to what we've had in the last week and coming weeks, it's relatively quiet. But you do throw in this tariff update and it could throw it all over the place. So expect plenty of volatility, even though the calendar's a little bit quieter. As always, if you need anything from us at ATFX, please do let us know. And please subscribe to our channel, and we'll keep you updated with everything that's going on in financial markets. Good luck with your trading this week. Thank you.